Window Peeping, narrated by Alexandra Anderson, for Cupido, in collaboration with Saga. Window Peeping, by Martin, Copenhagen. You'd usually think that window peepers go around spying on people who are making love in their homes without suspecting a thing. My girlfriend and I are not into that. We are, however, very passionate about the reverse and incredibly arousing version of it. One day, we're in our bedroom, fucking as hard as we can. I wanted to take her from behind, but I suddenly got an idea when she was on all fours with her butt in the air. "Don't you want to enjoy the view from the living room?" I ask. She agrees, so we go into the living room. She puts her elbows on the windowsill, and from there, we can calmly watch people walking on the street while enjoying the sun. At the same time, I have my hands around her hips and take her from behind in long, deep thrusts. Now and again, I embrace and caress her breasts, something that makes her squeal with delight. It really turns me on knowing that she stands there, peeping innocently down at the street, as well as knowing that people opposite us have the chance to watch the whole thing. The hottest thing about it all, though, is feeling how horny my girlfriend gets by it. I enjoy holding around her trembling body to the fullest. So, window peeping. That's something I can recommend. Here ends Window Peeping. A View Over Paris by Tour Ogretteur. We're walking around the big flat we've borrowed in Paris. It's big, light, airy, and heavenly. It's nicely furnished, and it even has a nice big telescope standing in front of a large panoramic window. You walk over to it and zoom in on one of the neighbouring buildings. You stop by a bedroom. A man suddenly appears, and you take your time. He's athletic and only has a little towel wrapped around him.